So we've already seen this morning how lawyers and judges will determine the next step in immigration reform, the Arizona state law being challenged by the federal government. Well, in a wonky-sounding document that's titled Framework for Providing All Students an Opportunity to Learn, there may be a signal now from some lawyers and activists that legal challenges to President Obama's education reform policy are also in the offing. Joining us now is Barbara Arnwine, Executive Director of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law. That's the organization that came up with the paper that was published this week, Framework for Providing All Students an Opportunity to Learn. And her organization uses legal resources to help provide equal opportunity to minorities. She joins us from Maryland. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. So let's take the policy apart sort of step by step. Your view is that the administration needs to be held accountable on civil rights grounds for various aspects of its educational reform program. How does that figure into, say, race to the top, the contest to determine best practices around the country and try to implement them?
Well, you know, one of our main concerns that we express in the framework for providing all students an opportunity to learn through reauthorization of the Elementary and Secondary Education Act, we address race to the top very specifically. And what we point out is that the $3.5 billion that has been allocated to the race to the top, that we have a couple problems with it. That one, it is immensely geared and focused on charter schools. And we think that is a misplaced emphasis. The second thing we talk about is we support, you know, its teacher evaluation standards, but we think that there are, you know, teacher assistance needs and other things that should also go into its formulation. We criticize race to the top for lacking some criteria.
All right, well, let's take those two points apart because they're very important. Why are you so threatened by charter schools as a civil rights issue? Well, why are you concerned that the administration's commitment is somehow possibly a threat to civil rights for educational employees?
No. Let's get it right, everybody. It's about effective education for children. And what people don't understand is that the label charter schools doesn't magically transform a educational environment. That there are equal numbers of bad charter schools, mediocre charter schools out there, as there are good charter schools. And let me say, you know, they are almost parallel to the number of good public schools, mediocre poor public schools, and bad public schools. So what we've done is we set up a parallel system that isn't necessarily a more effective system. And in setting up charter schools, we don't apply the same regulations that we do to public schools for, you know, making sure that there's racial diversity, making sure that students who do not have English as their primary language are accommodated, to making sure that these schools serve all the children and don't just select the top who are going to perform the best.
Right.
And
so the potential
major concerns with charter schools.
So the potential for cherry picking among charter schools and the ability of charter schools to opt out of certain diversity issues is definitely a concern. And you raise the point that some charter schools have failed, as well as the ones that we hear about all the time that have succeeded. Let's take a look at an issue in the state of Vermont. About someone we talked with yesterday on our staff, Joyce Irvin, who was recently removed as principal of Wheeler Elementary School. First of all, here's her reaction to being removed.
I'm resolved to tweak this law in some way, shape, or form. I mean, I'm not a public person. It's very hard for me to go public, but I find it so important that no other principal suffer these same consequences going forward.
Now, she was a respected, at least according to our reports, Burlington, Vermont elementary school principal, but was removed because her school wanted to qualify for federal stimulus money, that removing existing personnel is often a qualification for receiving federal so-called reform money. Do you think this is the basis for a challenge on the part of your organization?
Well, I wouldn't, you know, I can't, you know, predict where a case might come because I want people to be very aware that the Lawyers Committee and litigation in Connecticut has supported the open and transparent achievement score process of No Child Left Behind. So there's not necessarily, you know, that we're always on the opposite side of the federal government in our efforts. There we supported the federal government. We went against the state that was saying that this was an unfunded mandate. But in the case of Joyce Irvin, it's so, so illustrative of one of our problems that we have, and that is these cookie-cutter standards that is over focused on what they call turnaround schools, you know, trying to turn around schools that aren't performing well with cookie cutter, you know, recommendations and requirements that don't necessarily fit the situation.
Right. They don't necessarily translate. Just because one school can improve doesn't mean every school can improve. I don't want to rush you inappropriately, but I want to get this in. Your reaction to Secretary Arne Duncan speaking this week in Washington.
I've yet to meet one person who is satisfied with the status quo. Everybody knows that we have to get better.
Do you think that Arne Duncan is on track and the administration is on track to make schools better?
I think I think they have a ways to go.
That sounds pretty negative, Barbara Arnwine.
No. Don't take me too negative. I think they've done, you know, some really good things, and I think there's a lot that's good in their blueprint. But I do think there's a lot that needs to be changed. And the recommendations that we make, I want everybody to be clear that in our framework, it's not just a criticism document. It has several recommendations for change. And if they adopted the majority of those recommendations, then we will be on the right path.
Well, it's a challenge to the administration. You can find the document Framework for Providing All Students an Opportunity to Learn. That's Barbara Arnwine, Executive Director of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law, criticizing Obama's education policy. Thanks so much, Barbara.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.